Well, hello, friends, and welcome to the Imago Nutrition Podcast. My name is Mark Glesny. I'm one of your hosts, along with Danielle Glesny, who is my sister-in-law, not my wife. I know there's some people that get confused about that. And so we are your co-hosts today for this episode, and this podcast is really dedicated to answering your questions and giving you practical nutrition strategies to help you reach your goals and your family to flourish. And if you listen to our last episode, you know that we're in a new series that we're sort of just calling Getting Creative with Food. And it's really geared toward just very practical uses of some perhaps common foods that you've heard of, but also getting creative perhaps with some uncommon foods that you're not familiar with. And so I think today we have one of each. That depends on your, of course, experience, history, maybe your travel proclivities. But today we are going to be talking about blueberries and bulgur. Okay, so chances are 99.9999% of you have heard of blueberries. I think it's lower than that in terms of have heard of or have tried or utilized bulgur. But again, the point of this is to talk about some very practical ways that you can begin incorporating these foods or some different ways to utilize them. Because in American culture, we get bored with things very quickly. And so perhaps you're more like me, which tends to just kind of do the same thing over and over and sometimes get wore out. But perhaps you're someone that likes to get more creative with food, but are just maybe looking for different ways to utilize some of these foods and to get more creative because you like a ton of variety all the time. And so with that, we are going to talk about these two foods. But Danielle, I haven't even said hi to you yet. I'm talking again like normal, just over everything all the time. So how was your weekend? We're recording this in April. And so spring is in the air. Weather is getting fun. Sports are taking place. How was your weekend up in the St. Louis area?
It was great. We had really great weather. We did some volleyball and kickball yesterday on Easter with a big group of friends. So that
volleyball
was a lot of fun.
And kickball. Very cool. Well, Ethan and I, my oldest, we started reffing. We started our reffing soccer careers this weekend.
Yeah.
And so we've got a lot of reffing that we're going to be doing. The boys are doing flag football. Of course, we didn't have any organized sports because it was Easter weekend, but we definitely got out there and got some exercise and made a little money in the process. So can't beat getting paid to do cardio. So that's what reffing really is.
That's awesome.
All right. Well, if you have a question, you can always shoot us a question. Again, we're in a series. We're kind of taking you through some foods, but we look forward to getting back to answering some questions with these episodes. And so if you have a nutritional question, whether it's about any topic we touched today, or just in general, or something you've heard. We hear a lot of feedback from folks that are just super frustrated with all the misinformation about nutrition. And so one of the things that we like to do with this podcast is just clarify that. Again, you know, give you practical nutrition strategies, hopefully just give you some peace and some calm around all the swirling controversies and misinformation about nutrition. So if you have a question, you can always send that to us. You can head over to imagonutrition.com. That's I-M-A-G-O, imagonutrition.com/podcast. Scroll down that page a little bit. There's a little web form there that you can submit any question you have about nutrition, and we will review those and take a look at possibly including those in a future episode. And so with that, setup complete, 4 minutes in, here we go. Blueberries and bulgur. Let me confess up front, I eat blueberries all the time, love them. I think from a nutritional standpoint, pound for pound, they're perhaps one of the greatest foods on the planet, right? Like I don't have a bias, but if I did, or I should say there's no such thing as a superfood, but if there was, right? Superfood's a marketing term. But if there was, certainly blueberry would be in the ranking for superfood. Just an incredibly powerful berry. I have them in my breakfast consistently, in my yogurt bowls, et cetera, et cetera. So love all things blueberry. But I confess, have not dabbled much with bulgur, okay? And I know of bulgur. But I don't know the last time I had it. I know I have had it in the past, but I don't know how long it's been. And so I'm curious to learn some things as well, both with blueberries, which I encounter frequently, and bulgur, which I do not. So Danielle, with that, I'm going to turn it over to you. We've got blueberries and bulgur, which is really cool. And so would love for you to walk us through, and then I'll chime in with some, you know, weird questions or comments here and there.
Okay. Well, I would love to circle back to the variety. I hear all the time, you know, that I just want to eat the, make it easy, quick. I don't mind a repeat. I hear that all the time. And I'm more the opposite. I just feel like it's so important to have so much variety, so you're not getting burnt out, but also to have like the most nutrition. So, you know, one food provides a certain array of vitamins and minerals and your macronutrients. And so if we get lots of different, like if we only eat peppers, we're only getting the vitamins and minerals in peppers. So it's just like really great to have lots of variety. I know it takes more time to learn about these foods, which is why we're here today. But yeah, I think that's why I'm loving this series, is just to have some variety and not getting stuck in the rut, just keep repeating things. But
and there is, and just to accent that point, there is a thread of research that has bore this out in peer reviewed literature, which is arguably one of the greatest things you can do for your health is source a wide variety of nutrients from a wide variety of both plant, animal based sources. And so variety is really key. I think we all have different areas of life where we get into ruts, or we like our, you know, we like our morning this, we like our morning that, we like our evening this, we like our evening that. But then we also like variety a lot in certain things in life as well. And so beginning to infuse some of that consistent mindset, yes, nutrient dense, wide array of nutrients, like that is a consistency, but having the freedom then to explore more and knowing that that's ultimately to the betterment of your health. And so we do see that a wide variety of nutrients coming from a wide variety of mostly whole, minimally processed, nutrient dense, plant-based, animal-based foods is a thread in research that does support optimal health and optimal health outcomes long-term. So just to accent that point and drive it home, variety is good, even if you're finding consistent ways to get variety.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Well, let's start with bulgur. So it is an edible cereal grain, and it's made from dried cracked wheat, most often the durum wheat. What's nice about it is it's very versatile and quick cooking. It's a whole grain, so that means all of the pieces of the grain are intact, which means you get the most amount of vitamins and minerals. The flavor, like, roots are from Middle East, Mediterranean, and West Asian. If you're kind of trying to picture it in your mind, it says it's similar taste and texture to quinoa. So as you probably just got that, is I actually don't recall ever trying bulgur. So this is why I don't think it is readily accessible, and it's hard to find it in your local grocery store. So out of the three grocery stores that I rotate, I have not found this one yet. And so what I think is nice to think about is a similar substitute would be quinoa, barley, and farro. So again, just for variety's sake, try to find two or three or even all four of them in your grocery store and kind of play around with them. Some recipes, it might taste better with the barley. Some recipes, it might taste better with the quinoa. Some recipes, it might taste better with the farro. So these might be all, I think majority of these are all ancient grains, all whole grain. So tons of plant-based protein and fiber in most of these. So the nutrition in one cup cooked, so that's after it's expanded, you get in bulgur 151 calories, 6 grams of protein, 34 grams of carbs, and 8 grams of fiber. Some of the minerals that are very highly present in this food is iron, magnesium, and manganese. Manganese is a trace mineral that's really important for normal functioning of your brain and nervous system. So I kind of already mentioned that cooking bulgur is quick, but it depends on like the coarse variety that you might be able to find at your grocery store. So if it's more fine, it is a shorter cooking time, maybe 5 to 10 minutes. And then if it is a little bit more coarse, the cooking time is about 20 minutes. Similar to quinoa, you just use one cup of the bulgur wheat with 2 cups of the water or broth. Bring to a boil and then simmer for 10 to 15 minutes or just until the water is evaporated. So very easy to make. And what I do a lot with quinoa is, especially in this coming season, is make it plain in the front of the week or on the weekend, and then keep it in the fridge so I can make it different ways throughout the week. So depending on what my leftover veggies are or my leftover proteins are, then I can make a quick bowl for lunch or a quick salad with it on top. So I guess that we'll get to those in the tips, but any questions or comments so far, Mark?
No, that's super cool. And I think I've heard, and I am trying to remember where. I think I might've gone to a restaurant in California. You know, we've been living in Tennessee for over 5 years now. So I know I can say with certainty, I probably haven't been bulgur in the last 5 years. I think there was, you know, either a Mediterranean or something restaurant I went to in California where I had this. I also think I might've had it in the Middle East. Both in the times that I traveled in and through, you know, I've been to like Israel and Jordan. And then with the military, I've been through Kuwait, I've been through Iraq. And so somewhere in there I've experienced it. But on the American side, I have heard, I believe I've heard it referred to as the whole grain for busy people. And I think that's obviously just referring to how quick it can be whipped up. And so, yeah, it'll be interesting to take a look at, you know, in middle Tennessee, you know, we're still in the American South. You know, food variety is still growing and expanding. You know, we live near Nashville. Nashville has everything, of course, but where we live, I'm going to kind of take a poke around the aisle and see if we have access to bulgur here. I wouldn't be surprised if we don't, but to your point, there are great alternatives, quote unquote, if you will, that can accomplish much of the same thing in terms of nutrient profile and flexibility. So yeah, very cool. Yeah. Definitely learning something new. This is definitely not something that I'm super experienced with. So I'm curious how, you know, how we incorporate this or what are some fun ways to actually utilize it.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, Mark, is to find some Middle Eastern restaurants where you can sample it to see, you know, just a good starting point. Or if there's any cooking classes at your local grocery store, that's another great place to try a variety of foods that maybe you're not familiar with cooking. And when I was looking at my grocery stores, I could ship it to my house. So shipping is possible.
I see online. Probably. Everything's available from your phone, which God bless technology. That's true. Someone out there will ship it to your house. You might have to pay a few bucks, but someone will get you a bag of bulgur if you just have 5 minutes to spend on your phone.
Right. Yep. So yeah, that's really great. I would love to go on like kind of a food tour just to be able to sample lots of different things. So that's really cool that you got to experience that.
All right. Well, let's do that as a company. We're just going to, we're going to make that a thing at some point.
I would love that.
All right. I think this will be a good evolution for our business. And I think people are going to love it. And I think we're going to sacrifice, you know, really just for the good of the company and all of our listeners and our clients, we're going to sacrifice and go on an eating trip through the Mediterranean.
That sounds great.
So, all right. So, shoot, maybe we should lead food tours. We might be doing a little business development right now. Maybe we can do some food tours with people. So that would be, it would be very cool, especially to get closer to the source, right? Because we know that this is more of a source grain in some of those areas. And so get to the places where people are very familiar and just understand so much about how to accentuate both the flavors and the textures and work these into several dishes. There is something very cool about getting closer to the source. So, but yeah, let's talk about what are some ways to actually, let's say we get a bag in the mail because we went on our phone for 5 minutes and got some bulgur delivered. How would we use that or a similar grain in a practical way?
Yeah. All right. So once again, I kind of described the cooking. It's really fast, expands, simmer for 10 to 15 minutes. The first tip is to make a tabbouleh, I think it's how you say that. You combine it with tomatoes, cucumbers, onions, parsley, a bit of mint, lemon juice, olive oil, and then you can serve it with pita over salad greens and maybe some fish or chicken on the side. So that's kind of a really complete meal. So that's the first one I got for you. The next one is use it in place of couscous in any of your variety of recipes you already have, or if you're finding couscous recipes, you can substitute or swap the bulgur in, or swap it for your oatmeal. So your favorite hot cereal in the morning.
Okay.
Yep. So you can use the same kind of topping. So like say you're using the old-fashioned oats and you put blueberries and nuts on there, go for the bulgur and then put the blueberries and nuts just as you would, sweeten it as you would whatever toppings. So
interesting.
So good possibility for your breakfast. Another one is use it in soups to kind of give some more heartiness to soups. It goes well with tomato soups, chicken-based soups, and veggie-based soups. So you can add it cooked just before serving, or you can cook it directly in the soup. Because again, it, you know, when you're simmering it, it'll expand. Another one is similar. Again, this is very similar to quinoa. So you just put it as a base of a salad or a bowl. So you can use salad greens on top and your favorite salad toppings, you know, diced peppers, olives, feta cheese, whatever it might be. And then add your protein. So maybe some chickpeas or chicken or what have you. Another one is to substitute it for breadcrumbs, and any recipe use breadcrumbs. Most recipes use breadcrumbs. So it would be good for substitute for breadcrumbs in meatballs or breadcrumbs in like meatloaf or something like that.
Interesting. Okay. Sneaky. Sneaky.
Sneaky. another, for an Asian twist, you can cook the bulgur with scallions, ginger, sesame oil, garlic, and soy sauce. So that would be kind of a nice little stir fry. So it's kind of like substituting the brown rice, essentially. Combine the cooked bulgur with your stuffing flavors, such as onions, mushrooms, celery, cranberries, and serve it at your next holiday meal. So think about this back here.
Thanksgiving, you know, in Thanksgiving.
Yep. Yep. I don't know if we have any other holidays that we stuff a turkey or serve stuffing, but
there's,
if you do, if your family does.
There's no need to ever just decide you're going to have Thanksgiving. You just nothing required. You just feel like having Thanksgiving. Just go for it.
Just go for it. Yep. Yep. So a hearty stuffing, that would be great. And then another one is, here's more of like your dessert. So you can use it as a substitute as rice pudding. So you cook as you would rice pudding. So you add the warm cooked bulgur to some milk, and then you sweeten it. And then your flavor toppings might be like vanilla, cinnamon, and you just simmer until it's creamy.
Ooh, I like that. That might be my foray into bulgur right there. Vanilla, cinnamon.
There you go.
That's tasty.
Yeah.
I like that.
So that's what I have for you on bulgur today.
Very cool. Should we switch?
Yeah.
Let's do blueberries. Let's give a little shout out too. So if you want more foods than we're going to cover and more detail on this, be sure to Google 12 Great Ways Collection. This is a bit of where some of the foundational, work that we're doing is coming from. And you'll find, if you Google the number 12 Great Ways Collection, you'll find it on a website known as Old Ways, which is a nonprofit helping people live healthier, happier lives, which we love. And so we feel very connected to them and our mission and what they're doing. And so if you create a free access account on their website, you can download all these cheat sheets, kind of, if you will, of all these foods with some of this information. Of course, we're giving it a little bit of a personal flair, but it's got lots of different ways you can utilize these foods. So if you're looking to continue to expand your sort of library and knowledge and some of these tools and tips and tricks with these foods, feel free to Google that and start downloading those. And so, yeah, with that, let's talk about blueberries, one of my favorite foods on the planet. In fact, before our soccer match, so my boy and I did our first two reffing matches. And so they're an hour long. I was the center ref, which means I'm in the middle of the field. My boy was an AR, as an assistant ref. So he's running up and down the sidelines. I'm running up and down the middle. And so we both packed, you know, snacks, carb, you know, heavy snacks. And that's what I brought. I brought some baby carrots because they fill me up. I just wanted the volume, you know, with the carrot. And then I shoveled, I mean, a massive amount of blueberries into my belly before I did two soccer games. And they're just perfect to me. I absolutely love them. I think they're just a gorgeous little food. So let's talk to me about blueberries. I'm already a fan, but I know within the next 10 minutes, I'm going to become even more of a fan. And I do need to expand how I think about utilizing blueberries, because I have them most mornings in my breakfast, and then I sometimes have them as a snack, like I said, but I'm sure there's a billion other ways I could do them.
Yeah. Have you been to Michigan and picked blueberries?
No, you know, I grew up in Illinois, Jared and I, your husband, my brother, my baby brother, Dr. Glesny. He and I grew up in Illinois picking blueberries. That was a big thing that we did, as we always went. Okay. That was kind of in that Illinois Midwestern region, and blueberry picking was a part of our growing up, but not Michigan. So I've been up there.
Okay. I did not know about Illinois, but in Michigan, it's really cool because you can taste the variety difference, kind of like apples. But like, I don't think most people know that you can get that in blueberries too. And I don't feel like I experienced that in the local grocery store. I only experienced that when I go picking them. So like one blueberry will taste like flowers. The next blueberry will taste like sweetness. And the next one will taste a little more tart.
Tart, yeah.
So it's really fun.
Very cool.
So, okay. So blueberries, the calorie macronutrient breakdown here. So at 3.5 ounces of blueberries, you get about 57 calories, 14.5 grams of carbs, 2.4 grams of fiber, 0.7 grams of protein, and 0.3 grams of fat. So they are mainly carbs. And what's a fun fact is they're 84% water. So yeah, you are staying hydrated there too.
Exactly. They fill you up. I mean, they're voluminous. They're, you know, carbs are a good thing, right? So if you're out there and you're listening, you're like, oh, it's mostly carbs. They are little carb balls. They're supposed to be. Carbs are a good thing. They are utilized for quick energy. Again, that's why I'm shoveling down my throat before I have to go sprint back and forth for 2 hours. And they hydrate you. They fill you up. They keep you feeling satisfied for relatively low calories. And then it comes with this host of nutrient density, which is amazing. So they're little, beautiful little power balls.
So they are high in vitamin C. And so what you're kind of talking about is that superfood. They are a rich food in plant compounds and antioxidants that can reduce your risk for cardiovascular disease, improve cognitive function, and then protect bladder from infection, which with more than that, I just listed three for you. What's fun to remember is my coworker says E-R-Y, you know, how berry, cherry, any berry and cherry. Okay. Ends in E-R-Y. E-R-R. Yeah. No. I can't spell today.
Close enough.
Anyway, so that is good for memory. So.
Oh, interesting.
Clear. Yeah. So lots of berries. You're going to remember things.
And just with berries in general, right? Anything that ends in berries, so we're talking blueberry, strawberry, boysenberry, blackberry, et cetera, they tend to be lower on the glycemic index, correct? And so anything with that berry tends to be
high in fiber.
Yeah. So therefore lower in the glycemic index. So again, if you're someone that has heard this misnomer about like, well, fruits have too much sugar, you know, it's there's some fruits that are okay, but a lot of them aren't because it's high sugar. If you have, you know, blood sugar control questions, we're here to help you with those. By the way, I'm not minimizing that. There is nuance and there is guidance for that. But in general, this mantra with, you know, people that are just bonkers and have an internet, you know, website or something like that, and talking about how fruits have too much sugar and that's why you're overweight, blah, blah, blah. It's nonsense. But in general, berries tend to be lower on the glycemic index. They are bound up in fiber, which is just a carbohydrate that passes through your body undigested. So just incredible source of nutrients, satiety, you know, feeling full, hydration, good, you know, just great energy producing carbohydrates, da, 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 da. Can't say enough good things about berries specifically, let alone all fruit. So that's my, that's my contribution to this part. So
yes. Okay. Yeah, I would agree. All fruit is good. They're just some natural portion sizes, with fruit. So just good. Like any
that's
other
a great
fruit,
way
so.
To put it. Great way to put it.
Yeah. Okay. So the first tip is to use it in a yogurt parfait or blend it in a smoothie.
That's me. Every morning.
Easy peasy.
Non-fat Greek yogurt, blueberries. In fact, sometimes I'll just do two of those at the end of the night, almost like an ice cream bowl. For me, that can actually satisfy my sweet tooth. Yeah. I do have a quote unquote sweet tooth. But so just those two things alone to me can sometimes be a delicious dessert, but I do also prefer them for breakfast. And when I go full bore breakfast, non-fat Greek yogurt, blueberries, or another berry. This morning I actually had raspberries, but pretty much all last week I had blueberries. I had raspberries this morning. And then I'll do dry 100% old-fashioned oats. I'll sprinkle those in there, sort of like a dry cereal, mix it up, and then I top it with chia seeds. So that's what I call my four-pillar bowl. It's because we teach the four pillars, and that's got one of each. So, yes.
How about some cinnamon, too?
I could. That wouldn't even add any calories to it. So
that would be really great.
I'll try that. Okay. Sorry. That was it.
Next one, we'll do some like spices and herbs will be our next series. I think that would be fun.
That would be fun. Cause that, again, I mean, Carissa, my wife,
that's your medicine cabinet right there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, my wife does the cooking, so I am, you know, quote unquote, this nutrition guy, but I'm not a cook. I'm an assembler. I can assemble food. Great. I understand the nutrient, you know, what I'm going for, blah, blah, blah. But when it comes to, you know, cooking and the nuance and making dishes and things delicious, I'm actually pretty terrible. So I'd love for you to educate me on that. We'll start with some spices. We'll get creative with spices. It'll be fun.
Okay. All right. Next, toss into a fruit salad. I had that this weekend for Easter. That was delicious. And next would be incorporate into a green salad. So I love doing this. Toss some blueberries with a spinach salad, either like goat cheese or feta cheese, maybe a lemon or balsamic vinaigrette. So that would be fun. Maybe some bell peppers in there too. Toasted nuts. I love walnuts on there. The next one is a cold soup. Mark, have you heard of Zoop? They went out of business here. It's Z-O-U-P.
No, I definitely have not.
Okay.
That's some Missouri stuff happening right now.
it was a soup lunch restaurant. Okay. Mm-hmm. So all they served was soup, but they had hot and cold. And I had never had like a cold soup before.
That sounds weird.
It's basically a smoothie bowl. You've heard that before. Okay, so you basically pour your smoothie in a bowl, but it's a little bit more liquidy and you use a spoon. Okay.
Okay. Interesting.
So you combine the blueberries, a little bit of fruit juice, cinnamon, and top with a spoonful of Greek yogurt.
Yeah. So that's definitely more like that's interesting. More like a smoothie
bowl.
Smoothie bowl. Okay. All right. I'm on board now at first. And I confess, not really a soup guy unless I'm sick and I want some chicken noodle. I just don't know why I'm not really a soup guy. But that one would be enticing, and you call it whatever you want. Zoop, you know, goop. I don't care what you call it. If it has those ingredients.
Zoop is the restaurant that went out of business.
Sorry. Well, they're out of business, so they can't sue me for saying it wrong.
So. Okay. So, another one is garnish some whole grain salads. Okay, so we kind of talked about bulgur. You could have a barley or a farro or a quinoa salad, you know, pop in there for a little bit of sweetness, a little bit of color, you know, so it'd go well with, again, a variety of veggies. The next one is making a blueberry relish to dress up your seafood and chicken dish. So maybe a little more intensive here, but the blueberry relish is just diced pickled onion, blueberries, and diced tomato. So it doesn't sound too challenging, but I have not made this one yet. But I can imagine how colorful and tasty that would be. So we'll end with two sweet ones. Okay. So make a sauce for your waffles.
Yes.
Okay. So combine blueberries with crushed pineapples and 1 to 2 tablespoons of your favorite jam. I think it would be fun to put a favorite jam that's different than blueberry jam, right? So like strawberry jam or apricot jam or something like that.
Oh yeah.
So that you have like kind of a variety of fruit flavor on your waffles. Another one would be to cut honeydew into sections, scoop out the seeds, serve it with tapped blueberries, and drizzle with lemon juice, squeezed lemon juice. Fresh.
Wow. Just whole blueberries, or you kind of like muddle them a little bit?
I mean, I was thinking that you would probably do that because I'm picturing them rolling off mash them a little bit.
Smash those suckers. Muddle them up.
So they don't roll away. But that would be really fun, like summer dessert, you know. So I know you guys feed your kids strawberries and whipped topping for summer. That's so fun. And that's another thing about like Mediterranean style of eating is serving fruit for dessert. So this could be another one to add to your list.
Oh, can I add a drink? I'm just going to make this up on the fly because it's our podcast and we can do whatever we want, right? And so something that I've been doing as the weather's been getting warmer this may sound super lame, but I do like mixing drinks, like, mixing cocktails or whatnot. But then I've started to move toward like, okay, what are some things I can do that are non-alcoholic and start mixing? This is super simple. This is not novel by any means. But I've been having fun mixing things with like tonic water. So I'll go get like a sugar-free tonic water, and then I'll squeeze a lime or two wedge in there, mix it up, and then I will muddle or crush a berry of some sort. And so I started doing it with blackberries at my wife's recommendation, which is incredible, but you could also do that with blueberries. And so you just a couple blueberries, muddle that up, push that into the tonic water with a little bit of lime. I'm telling you, it is so refreshing. It's so incredible. And so any of the, especially the dark berries, I imagine you could do it with any berry, to be honest, but there's just something for me about those dark berries with like the lime and the contrast. And so try that too for a summer drink. It's just incredibly refreshing, gives you that kind of bubbly sensation that we sometimes look for, you know, with carbonated drinks, which I'm not, and I'm not a big carbonation. I don't drink soda. I just don't really care for it anymore. I did a lot, you know, like in high school, I think I kind of wore myself out of it. So it's not even that, like I'm this ex soda drinker trying to hack my body into thinking I'm drinking soda. I just genuinely don't really care for it, but I love like a good LaCroix. LaCroix is good too. Don't talk to me about the limoncello flavor. That thing is disgusting.
How about the key lime? Did you try the key lime?
Yes. Key lime is my favorite thing on the planet, by the way. So if I was on death row and had a last meal, it would just be a massive key lime pie. I love key lime. But the limoncello thing is a source of contention in my family around the world because everyone is wrong and I'm right. That thing is horrible. They are all – every other LaCroix is better than limoncello. So if you need to drop a review on this podcast and scourge me for saying so. But yeah, I do like that bubbly stuff too, but I like the blackberry one. I like the lime one. I like the coconut one, key lime, you know, whatever those are good. But that limoncello thing is trash. No.
Coconut one is, but the coconut tastes like sunscreen.
It tastes like summer in your mouth. That's great.
Oh, gosh.
Anyways, that was my wannabe contribution to the blueberry stuff is drinks. And obviously we weren't doing any drinks, but that's something I've been playing around with in the kitchen recently.
It's a great idea. Yeah.
So something to think about. All right. Is that it? Did we hit Bulgur and blueberries? Very cool. Well, we are excited. As you can tell for this, I'm excited just to learn from Danielle, to think more creatively about some of these foods. Again, I'm the type that can get into sort of, you know, kind of coming from more of a fitness background originally and just get into like, here's the things I eat to hit my numbers, you know, that sort of thing. And so it's fun to just explore the different things we can do with these foods. And so all that said, if this has been helpful, it's been fun, whether you like my comment about limoncello LaCroix or not, we'd love for you to subscribe so you don't miss a future episode. And so we've got more of these coming up in terms of exploring some of these foods. We're going to keep taking two at a time. And so feel free to subscribe, drop us a review, let us know how we're doing, whether or not you like the limoncello LaCroix. And if this has been helpful or you've got that friend that you like to talk about food and get together with and try new things, be sure to share this episode with them. Our goal is to simply help as many people come to love and appreciate, you know, nutrient-dense foods like this. And so you can help us help others by sharing this episode with a friend. And so if you're on social media, you can follow us at Imago Nutrition. That's I-M-A-G-O Nutrition across all the major social media platforms. And as always, we'd like to thank Happy Pill, the band, for our theme song, Thinking About Food. We'll see you next time.